Now, your host, Jay Montgi.
And we're back down on the farm in Ultralights on the Fly with Jay Montgi on EA Radio, AM 1210, 93.1 FM, and on the web worldwide at airventure.org. We are, we're at the barn. We're at the barn, and I'm with Jacob Greenfield, and we're just sitting outside here down on the farm at the barn and chatting about ultralight airplanes and all that fun stuff. Yep. And Jacob, you're one of the volunteers down here in Ultralights. How many years have you been coming?
This will be my seventh year up here.
And seventh year in a row?
Yep. Yep.
And how old are you?
I'm 19.
So most of your adult life so far, you've been here and
yep.
in the later part of your childhood. Tell me what attracts you to the ultralight area.
Well, growing up, when I was about five or so, my dad bought a Challenger and we built that in our garage. And so all through growing up, that was always what I flew, was ultralights. And he always brought me up here every year, and he started volunteering down this area. And then when he said I was old enough to start volunteering, I started coming up and volunteering with him.
The father-son volunteer duo.
Yeah, yeah.
Good deal. So when did you start flying? You say you started flying with your dad in the ultralight.
Yeah.
And then we were talking earlier, you started to transition over to a regular standard category aircraft now.
Yeah. I just graduated from high school in 2008, and always wanted to get my pilot's license, so I've been working and saving up. And that summer before I went off to college, I spent about a month flying about 5 hours every night, or as many hours as I could get in, and did my pilot's license last summer. So.
Oh, very good. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your responsibilities volunteering down here on the farm.
Well, for most of the years I've been down here, I was on the flight line area. And when I was younger, I would kind of, there's the gates out there for the planes to push in and out, and I was kind of in charge of opening gates, helping out with that, and then slowly got to sit up in the tower and kind of spot or be on the end of the runway flagging. And then this year I've been up here working with Dave Little, helping him organize kind of the radios and the seminar tent over here. So.
Okay, very cool. Well, let's talk about what happens out here on the flight line. You volunteered out there for many years, so
yep.
Tell me a little bit about how that area is controlled.
Well, first, every morning we come up here, we have a briefing for all the pilots and show them the pattern and give them the weather report, make sure they're all up to date on all the safety and everything. And then we go down, and there's the one tower will have the flag up. When we're flying, it'll be a green flag. And we don't actually have like radios to talk to any of the pilots in the aircraft, so we communicate just with the paddles and hand signals a lot. And basically it'll be like one man on the end of the runway and somebody up in the tower, and he'll be spotting for him and radio communication between those two.
Okay, so the pilots don't have a radio, but
nope.
The tower operator and the paddle man on the ground, they talk to each other.
Correct.
So when you say spotter, the guy in the tower is spotting for airplanes in the pattern?
Yep, they'll be, as if a plane's coming around, kind of come into final to land, he'll call out whatever aircraft it is and kind of give them a time, about like, usually try and give them at least 10 seconds, tell them there's one coming. And so the flagger guy at the end of the runway will give the aircraft that's going to take off, he'll give him a red paddle so that he won't take off, and or a green paddle if it's clear. So that's basically how those two kind of communicate and organize, keep the planes from colliding or anything like that.
Now, how do you organize who gets to actually enter the runway environment? Who gets to go out on the flight line? Is there a sign-up sheet, or how do you organize who gets to fly?
For flying, they have to attend the briefing in the morning and sign the waivers. And those pilots, a lot of them are with the vendors over here trying to show off their aircraft. And otherwise, the private guys, basically, if they come to the briefing in the morning and sign all their waivers and haven't done anything out there for us to need to ground them, we let them go up flying.
And it's just first come, first serve. They push out and away they go?
Yep. We'll have there's a area off to the side of the runway where they'll kind of get in line and just kind of, they'll come in, land, pull off, get right back in line, and go right taxi back around to the end of the runway.
And is there a set pattern for the pilots to fly out here?
Yes, there is. That's one thing we cover in the morning in the briefing is we show them. We've got several different landmarks to have them turn around and certain elevation that they have to fly at and everything.
Is it pretty much the same pattern every year?
It hasn't really changed since I've been here that I know of. So.
Okay, so most of the guys are pretty familiar with the routine here.
Yep, a lot of guys come back every year. So,
if somebody's new, they've just gotten maybe their light sport pilot certificate, and they just bought themselves an ultralight, and they show up at Oshkosh, they're brand new, then the first thing they do is go to a briefing, a safety briefing, right?
Yep. And we actually had a guy who just did that, just finished up, had his training and everything, bought a new plane, and he came up on the weekend early before we started everything and before I got too busy. And we gave him the briefing and had him go up and actually fly a couple practice rounds before anybody was out there so he could get familiar with the aircraft and the pattern and everything. So we definitely recommend doing that if they can.
That was probably a good idea.
Yeah, yep.
So what's your favorite ultralight right now?
Ooh.
That's a hard question, I know.
Well, growing up, since we always had the Challenger, I was kind of partial to that. And a couple years ago, I got to go up and ride in the Savage aircraft. That one's pretty cool. And otherwise, the trikes are fun to fly in.
Weight shift trikes?
Yeah, I suppose it'd be.
You like the weight shift trikes?
Yeah, man? Yep, those are pretty fun to fly in. The steering's kind of backwards.
It's all opposite of airplanes.
Yeah, it's kind of different to get used to, but once you get used to it, it's fun to be up in there. It's kind of like flying a little go-kart around. So.
Yeah, you don't get afraid of heights in a little trike like that?
No, as long as I'm in a plane or something, I'm not really afraid of heights. But if I get up on top of a building or leaning over the edge or something, then. But as long as I'm in a plane,
Jacob,
I'm fine.
Jacob, that's not a fear of heights. That's a fear of falling.
That would be true.
So tell us a little bit about where you're going now. You're 19. Are you going to college for aviation? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to Iowa State University and doing the aerospace engineering program there.
Oh, very good.
And so just finished up my first year and getting ready to go back here in a couple of weeks for my second year.
And do you have an idea of how you want to use that degree? Have you thought about what it is you want to do?
Well, I like to go and design aircraft someday or possibly do like my A&P license and get to actually be at the airport working on planes and doing maintenance and somehow try and combine it all.
Oh, very good. Very good. Do you like to wrench? Is that something that you do?
I grew up working in the shop, working on cars and planes and stuff like that. So always enjoyed that kind of thing.
Oh, that's good. So tell me about your flight training. You did your flight training actually in a Piper Cherokee, correct?
I was in a Piper Warrior and a Piper Archer the two aircraft I flew.
And did your experience in the ultralights with your dad when you were younger prepare you at all for flying the bigger airplane?
It definitely helped me a lot. I had a good idea of how the aircraft actually worked and had a pretty good idea of how to take off, land, and control it with rudder pedals and everything like that. So getting used to the bigger aircraft and the more weight was a little different, but.
So let's talk a little bit more about the flight line. We talked about the tower operator and the paddles. Mm-hmm. What else goes on out there that maybe behind the scenes that our listeners would be interested in knowing?
There's a lot between the fuel shed and everything, working up here in the barn. Organizing things like that and just keeping the correct the volunteers busy and getting the amount of volunteers that we need. Other than that, just there's a lot of teamwork going on behind that isn't really visible when we're out on the flight line. So we all get out there and we have our spots and we kind of know what to do, but a lot of people have been coming back for a lot of years, so we've all kind of learned how to work together pretty well. So.
Well, that's good. Teamwork. Without teamwork, this whole operation wouldn't function at all. So,
that's
a good thing. Well, hey, listen, Jacob, I want to thank you for joining us on EA Radio and letting us know a little bit about working down here on the farm.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
I'm sure that they appreciate your volunteerism. And yeah. I wish you luck in your aerospace career.
Well, thank you.
Maybe you'll be back. We'll be interviewing you in 10 years and you'll have designed a brand new light sport airplane or something.
Yeah,
you
know? Let's hope so. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool. You and I would chat and we'd be like, remember that time when you were 19? We sat right here on the porch. Now look at you.
Yeah. Yep.
You got to have dreams.
Yep.
Dreams are what make it happen. All right. Well, we're about to wrap up another segment of On the Fly. We're down on the farm in the ultralight area. Tomorrow, which is Friday, but for us, for you listeners, it'll be Saturday. We'll be up at the light sport area of EAA up on the north end. So join us then on the fly, 12 noon, on EAA Radio, AM 1210, 93.1 on the FM dial, and on the web worldwide at airventure.org. Have a good afternoon.